You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Not every game are you going to feel your best, so you need to rely on your line mates. That's me this segment with Marty Baron and Shayna Goldman as we roll on here. Oh, Marty, that was a little bit of a grimace there. You're not ready to...
Shayna, you're playing center, and we're giving you the puck, and you are just holding on to it. We're going to go change early.
All right, I'm in. Let's go.
Hey, there is a lot to discuss. The good, the bad, the uncertainty with injuries for teams. I can't stop talking about the St. Louis Blues, so maybe I should take the shift off and just let you go in the big story for you right now.
I mean, the big story for me is just that they're still winning. Like, they can't stop winning right now. And it's their 5-on-5 game, right? That is, to me, the most important aspect of this all, because, like, I know it's so easy to look at it and Blues fans obviously want to hold us accountable for that. You know, we're not the biggest fans of them when we do the previews because they're not always the most fun team to watch. And we don't always have the most positive opinions about them. And we said they were going to miss the playoffs. And then, you know, here they are. Nobody expected them to be here, but here they are. You know, teams change and evolve. And so do our opinions on them. So to see their 5-on-5 game, it's incredible. But now your question is going to be, like, how can you maintain that without Dylan Holloway if he's sidelined for an extended period of time?
So we like good vibes here on Sabres Live and on Too Many Men podcast. You guys love good vibes. So the Jobu vibe with the St. Louis Blues is awesome, but also the staring down the camera vibe. So it started with Torpchenko one time in the locker room, like the pregame, like, oh, we got the St. Louis Blues against whatever. And he was staring into the camera. And now everybody for the Blues do it. They stare like they're looking into your soul and they know they're going to rip your heart out every time there's a camera. So I love that they're having fun with it. It's not just like, oh, we're so stressed out. And no, they're having so much fun with it. And that's why I think this St. Louis Blues is great vibes. Talking about great vibes, Cale Makar, 30 goals on the season. And first one to do it since Mike Green in 08-09. We had a conversation off air the other day with Duffer, and he made me think and rethink and change the way that maybe I will see Cale Makar when it's all said and done. Like, he could be the greatest blue liner, greatest defenseman to ever play the game. And you look at the names that he would be, like the Nick Lindstrom and Bobby Orr and Paul Coffey and Ray Bourque and, you know, put whatever. Like, is Cale Makar having a legitimate chance to be the best defenseman that we've seen in the National Hockey League?
Yes. I love this. Absolutely love this. Cale Makar has redefined the way we think about defense. You go through the Norris races over the year and the reputation of it all and the block shots and the minutes played and how that takes priority and takes precedence over everything else. And you want someone who scores a ton. But Cale Makar is that perfect combination of everything, right? He truly is an all-around defenseman because he plays the way you should in a modern game. The best defense can be a good offense because if you're forcing your opponents to play defense. They can't play offense, right? You're stopping things from happening in the first place. And he absolutely does that. His anticipation, his poise, the way he skates, and, you know, how decisive he can be. All of that is so incredible. He does it well to play defense, to make the smart defensive plays, to get the puck away from the opponent. And then he does a great job shifting his team from defense to offense. And sometimes he leads the charge and sometimes he just sets up Nathan MacKinnon. Yes, he has the benefit of playing with great players, but he himself is an elite talent. I definitely think he could be one of the best of all time.
Mm-hmm. How are you looking at this Colorado-Dallas matchup potentially? I mean, the Stars have won 7 in a row, points in 10 straight. They have a home point streak of 12 in a row. Wyatt Johnston is the hottest goal scorer in consecutive games, but probably not the best player on the team. And they are so deep. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, now we're watching Dallas and going, can they catch up to Winnipeg? Who would have thunk that was a possibility? And obviously last night, they had the softer schedule than Winnipeg, but there's only a couple points separating them. They play each other next Thursday. So it'll be really interesting to see if they end up playing Colorado, which I think they'll do, or if they jump up, which would be more beneficial, especially if St. Louis ends up sliding to that 7th seed and then they get someone like Minnesota. That's a dream matchup, in my opinion, for Dallas. But the Stars are such a good team, and you can see that forward depth, right? It was stacked to begin with, and now Wyatt Johnston is doing everything and more, and he's jumped around the lineup. He could play center wing. He's an amazing scoring chance creator, but it's not just him. It's a collective unit. Now you add Mikko Rantanen into the fold. The big question for them is whether that forward group and that goaltending, which are both elite, can make up for that blue line if Miro Heiskanen is not healthy. I am truly worried for the Stars in a series against the Avs. If the Avs can keep Natchez and MacKinnon separated, especially because that's so much speed spread out across the top six against a blue line of guys like Cody Ceci and Ilya Lyubushkin and Brendan Smith and Matt Dumba, who don't have the foot speed to keep up with.
Are you trying to get healthier but have no idea where to start? Connect with a registered dietitian through Nourish and learn how to fuel your body in a way that actually works for you. Because eating better doesn't mean eating less. Take appointments with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime for extra support. And since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Ready to take control of your health? Get started at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hit those guys.
Shout out to Eric Comrie. He had a shutout last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. He's doing that while his wife is due any day now. He was actually talking post-game saying, I know all the flights out of wherever I'm at right now because it's any day now. And we know Eric Comrie from being here, and he has that smile and good guy, but he's having a great season and it's working out well for him back in Winnipeg. But Winnipeg just lost Nick Ehlers last night. We don't know the extent of the injury. They're already without Gabe Vilardi. The Oilers lost Leon Draisaitl last night after missing some time, coming back out again. They don't have McDavid and Stuart Skinner. How worried are you for the Jets and the Oilers that maybe they're going to go into the playoffs not 100% with the players that they need to be 100%?
I'm more worried for the Oilers than I am the Jets. I think with the Oilers to lose Leon Draisaitl, everything he's doing this year, this is a true MVP caliber player. He is an all three zones player. We think of him as an elite goal scorer, and he is that, but he's a great passer. He is, you know, one of the best forwards at breaking the puck out of his own zone this year. He's retrieving pucks. He's doing the dirty work. He is doing everything and more and has got so much better defensively, right? Like, if he played on the penalty kill, we would be talking about him for the Selke this year in that conversation. So losing him and not knowing if he's going to be 100% is a big problem for Edmonton. And I know they have to jostle with the Kings for key points. And they have two more games against the Kings, too. So you might be motivated to have Leon Draisaitl in the lineup for that. But I think your number one priority has to be keeping him healthy. And if it means not playing him and resting him down the stretch, then that's what you have to do. For the Jets, Ehlers is such an important part of their regular season success. He is such a great player. I think how many of us have been yelling for years, he should be playing more and he should be on the top power play unit, and they underutilize him, right? But the big issue with his game is how it translates to a postseason environment. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see him have that moment before he hits unrestricted free agency. And when you look at how this Jets team has come together, I think my number one focus in Winnipeg would be resting Hellebuck a little bit down the stretch so he's not completely, you know, driven into the ground before the playoffs even start, and just see what other options you have up front and just keep mixing and matching. The best teams are going to be like testing different combinations and different things. So if something goes stale, you have these other options. And if you're forced to do that without Ehlers, once he's healthy and fits back in, I think the rest of your lineup kind of just takes shape. So hopefully it's nothing serious for him or Vilardi and that they're both back by the postseason, because they definitely need both of them. But I guess it's like a test for them, right? And it's not bad to have this test now versus in 2 weeks.
I don't imagine that people assumed both Carolina and Dallas would be in lockstep post Rantanen trade. But the Canes are 12-2 in the last 14. Are they emerging as one of the potential big East threats?
A big East threat, sure. My issue with the East is that I do think it's very slanted towards the Atlantic. Like, the Florida teams to me are a level above the rest in the East. So you still have to get through that. But do I think the Canes should have an easier round one when you consider the injuries in New Jersey? Yes. Even if Jersey was fully healthy, would I still pick the Canes in that series? Probably yes. And we saw how good they were against the Capitals the other night. And yes, it's one regular season game and it doesn't matter that much. But that to me is going to be a really, really good series, because the Canes getting to round three would be a massive accomplishment for them. And it would be a step further than they've gone in years past. And I think the most encouraging of it all is, say they fall short in round three this year, and say it doesn't work out the way everyone could have hoped in Carolina, I think they position themselves so well for this like longevity to extend their window even more, that I think that everything they're doing right now is great. And the fact that it doesn't need to stop at this season is even better.
Boston's awful, but Montreal needed the win last night, and they did. So the race is tight in the Eastern Conference. Columbus had a tough loss. Nick Suzuki, 81 points in the season. I for whatever reason, I thought, you know, the best defensive centers in the history of the Canadians are guys like Bob Gainey and Guy Carboneau, right? And I'm like, they must have had good seasons of 60, 70, 80 points or whatever. No, they were always in the 40, 50 range. And now Suzuki not only has a good defensive center, but he's putting the numbers. Do you think he cracks the top three for Selke this year with his offensive performance and the way he plays defensively?
I don't, and I think it's just because the top of the Selke race is going to be so tightly contested. Barkov's going to be there. I think Eichel could have a shot of being up there. Cirelli's going to be up there. Jordan Staal and Seth Jarvis are both going to be in the mix. You know, if you will give a winger a shot, someone like Sam Reinhart should definitely be right at the top of the pack. But it's not a slight against Suzuki at all, because he has a long career and he's going to get there. He has emerged into such an all-around center over the last 2 years. He is great defensively. He is outstanding offensively. He has ice in his veins. He is coming to play every single time the pressure rises. His passing is probably my favorite part of his game. And it's tough to pick just one because he's so good. I think he will be a Selke guy in the years to come. But right now, I think it's going to be Barkov to lose, right or wrong. I just think that people are going to flock to him, because the name recognition of it all tends to trump a lot of other things when it comes to, you know, defensive awards. Not to say that Barkov doesn't deserve it this year, because if he wins, sure. Like, I have no qualms there, but I just think the race is going to be a little bit deep.
Yes or no? Ovi gets a hat trick tonight.
No. I think everyone's going to shade towards him. And I know it's the Blackhawks and everyone's assuming it's going to happen tonight. I think it's going to happen against the Islanders. it's just my feeling. I could see him getting one tonight, maybe one, and then he could get the empty net or two. But I think he's going to get at least one tonight, potentially two. But, you know, we expect players to grip the stick a little bit tighter and everyone to be forcing the passes to. And I'm not worried about him per se. It's everyone else forcing the passes to him to, like, manifest it happening. It's the same when someone hits 50 goals, right? That 50th goal can be the hardest one to get.
Things you shouldn't worry about: Ovechkin scoring and multiple times against Chicago. Marty, we really got to.
I know quickly, right. Like Matthews last year going to 70, Toronto was starting to give him a puck, and Ovechkin had a hat trick to get to 700 goals against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh my god, that's what I'm saying. Then.
Shayna, see you next week.
Thanks for having me,
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. We'll wrap up Sabres Live after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.